Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Tuesday, the 6th of October, and the message for today is patience. The dictionary defines the quality of being patient as the bearing of provocation, annoyance, misfortune, or pain without complaint, loss of temper, irritation, or the like. It is forbearance or tolerance, the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, problems, or suffering without becoming annoyed or anxious. Patience is also a skill we can work on, increasing our ability to be patient and engage in practices to become a more patient person. Patience puts us in direct control of ourselves, and there is no more powerful an aid to success than self-possession. When we are patient, we give ourselves time to choose how to respond to a given event rather than get emotionally hijacked by one's emotions. It allows us to stay gathered no matter what is happening. There are four ways to be the patient person you never thought you could be. 1. Make yourself wait. 2. Stop doing things that aren't important. 3. Be mindful of the things making you impatient. And 4. Relax and take deep breaths. In short, patience is an ability or willingness to suppress restlessness or annoyance when confronted with delay. One of the many benefits of being patient is that patience helps us to make better decisions. Patience is the pause that helps us get our own thoughts back in order and our feelings under control. Another benefit of being patient is that it helps preserve our relationships with those that we care about. Patience is a virtue, but it is not always easy. What does patience mean to me? To me, it means that I stop myself from getting upset or worked up over minor things. It also means that I wait for things without complaining or trying to hurry them up. Patience is an exercise in self-control. Patience is very important in life. Most of us get annoyed very easily. A moment of patience in a moment of anger leaves you 100 moments of regret. Patience radically increases your capacity for success. It helps us lay aside frustration. One of the benefits of being patient is that it builds your reputation for persistence, which in turn generates trust. When you are not patient, that is when worry tends to set in. Most things that we have to be patient for are not things that can be hurried along. Better mental health is one of the benefits of patience, because while you are waiting, you rest instead of feeling like a coiled up spring inside. When you are impatient, you stress more about things. One of the benefits of being patient is that it makes you a people magnet. Being patient is a way that you can practice kindness. Joyce Meyer says, "Patience is not simply the ability to wait. It is how we behave while we are waiting." Adele Bestavra says, "Patience with others is love. Patience with self is hope. And patience with God is faith." Patience makes you healthier. Anger and stress are two things that are enough to ruin a person's health. and patience is the antidote to both these illnesses. Patience is an important tool in overcoming frustration. Stress has been linked to heart disease, ulcers, high BP, and stomach issues. Patience is a form of wisdom. It shows that we understand and accept the fact that sometimes things must unfold in their own time. Patience and perseverance both require many underlying positive character traits like respect, responsibility, self-discipline, and good judgment. An example of patience is someone standing peacefully in a very long line and waiting for their turn, or keeping calm in a traffic jam. A quote of George Horn that I have often used is, "Patience strengthens the spirit, sweetens the temper, stifles anger, extinguishes envy, subdues pride, bridles the tongue, restrains the hand, and tramples upon temptations." In conclusion, I would like to quote the great master Shirdi Sai Baba and his teachings of Shraddha and Saburi, faith and patience. Shraddha, meaning love and reverence, and Saburi, meaning patience and perseverance, are the two cardinal principles that guide Baba's devotees to walk on the path of salvation. The teachings of Sai Baba put the Guru on a high pedestal of reverence. The closest words which come to mind for Shraddha are faith, belief, trust, or confidence in a person. Shraddha and Saburi are two fundamental virtues which are mandatory for any human being or sadhaka or spiritual aspirant. One of the biggest defects of spiritual practice is lack of patience. It is the same defect in life too. If you give enough time, any wound heals, any anger is soothed, any enemy is pacified, any fire is extinguished, any ocean is crossed, and any mountain summit is scaled. All you need is patience. Thank you.